It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. The first title for Bemidji State came in a game featuring many Division I players. Bucky's Legends explains next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Coach Bob Peters was officially coaching a team playing small college hockey. That fact didn't mean they weren't good enough to play Division I hockey, though. So says Bob Peters.
1962. I'm at the University of North Dakota as assistant coach, and we kept getting a letter. Letters from this fellow who ran a sports shop in Great Falls, Montana, telling us about this unbelievable hockey player. By the way, he was only about 5'8", max. But he was an all-round athlete. Quarterback, softball pitcher. His nickname was Moose. So we're thinking, what are we going to say to this alumni that this guy can't play here? Because Tier 1 players were eligible at the time, by the way. So it was Christmas time, and our student manager at the time lived in Lethbridge, Alberta. And head coach, Barry Thorndercraft, asked Murray if he would stop in to see this kid play. And the reason why he was playing in the intermediate senior hockey league with Saskatchewan, Great Falls had a team, because they had no high school hockey. And he had to get special permission to play on a non-high school accredited team. So our boy comes back, Murray Olson, comes back. He says, hey, that kid can play hockey. At that same Christmas, it was Christmas time, of course, and I happened to be in my hometown of Port Francis, and we were having a little social gathering at one of the establishments, and the guy sitting beside me, I said to him, his name is Glenn Witherspoon, and what are you doing, Glenn? He says, I'm playing hockey in Great Falls, Montana. I said, you're crazy, you're kidding me. I said, how about this Terry Casey? Oh, he said, he's good. So, well, if he played in International Falls, would be, third liner, fourth liner. He said, no kidding. He said he'd be first liner, superstar. So I get back with that information. Murray gets back with that information. And we're all in the Coach Thorndercraft's office. And at that time, the National Hockey League used to send out what they call their negotiation list. So you were put on the, you didn't even know it. They just put you on the list. And you belonged to them. You see, as long as you got their name into the central registry, which was in Montreal at the time, first, you know, if you got your name in today of the player you wanted, you got him. Somebody could come in tomorrow, too late. See. So I remember Thorndy was leaning back in his chair with his feet up on the desk. He's opening up his mail. And here's the NHL negotiation list, which they used to send out. Jeez, Jesus, Terry Casey's on this. Immediately picked up the telephone. And we called the sports store owner in Great Falls, Montana. Well, he went on to be All-American, All-Conference. Hey, now, keep in mind, the topic here is players coming from unusual places. The game of hockey is growing. So we've got Terry Casey from Great Falls, Montana. He becomes All-American, and he loses the scoring title of the WCHA in the final day of the season to a player from Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm saying Cleveland, Ohio, Great Falls, Montana. Now something doesn't add up here. This game must be growing. Something's happening. And so I had that in mind when I began recruiting. There's players out there. I just know it. And then you go back to what I said about 66, 67. We start going with Lake Superior State and the players, the caliber they had and the caliber we had. Division One.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.